You actually showed, huh?
No, it's okay, Mom. He's,
a friend? You want a beer? I didn't ask what time it was. I asked if you wanted a beer. Look, I will feel weird drinking mine if you don't have one. Can you just, like, hold it at least? Okay, you don't have to open it. No, it's Saturday. She won't make a fuss. Here, come outside with me. Come on, my roof is up here. It's not glamorous, but we will have some privacy at least. Just, ignore the mess. I was gonna make up bullshit, but, nah, it's always like this. This is my place. Yeah, I could sit on the bench right there. I don't think anything that bites is gonna crawl out. Scooch over a bit for me. I didn't think I was gonna see you after that party last weekend. I think you were the only one who wanted to be there less than I did. But, then I started getting texts like, hey, do you remember that guy from the party? The one that you spent the whole night drinking and talking punk rock with? The one you made out with until you both passed out? Yeah, that one. Keeps asking about you. He wants your number. Do you want his number or should I tell him to fuck off? I must have had some kind of conversation like that about 5 times. So, speak. What's the deal with that? Made that strong an impression. I mean, yeah, I've got solid taste in angry high schooler music, and while I don't remember the making out very well, I remember it being nice. Pretty good. My friend said it was a job getting our passed out asses untangled. Still, that's enough for you to bird dog a girl for a week? No, I guess I didn't have to text you. I don't know. You have pretty good taste in angry music, too, so. You made that party not completely miserable. I figured I owe you at least that much. Must have been a hell of a surprise for you. You finally tracked the girl down only to find out she lives in a fucking project with her parents. Which brings us back to you and what the fuck you're doing here. Of course I invited you. My parents want me to be a good girl. Most of it didn't take, but I'm hospitable as fuck. But that doesn't explain why you came or why you didn't turn around when you saw where I lived. or why you're sitting on this tiny bench with me on my roof holding a beer with the cap on it still and politely ignoring the smell of my environment. You wanted to see me. Okay, you see me. Now what? You're blushing. Seriously, what's your deal, dude? Okay. No, it's cool. No, I get it. Honestly, I should have been faster on the uptake. Just let me lock the door. Well, yeah, we can't fuck with my pants on. We're gonna have to be quiet though, okay? The walls are stupid thin. What's the matter? You want me to be a little rough? 'Cause I can do that. Down, boy. You need a girl straddling you. You just didn't know how to ask for it. Almost okay. Where you wanted it, right? On my bare ass. So go on, give it a squeeze. Come on. I know you want to. Your pants are definitely tighter than they were a minute ago. That must be uncomfortable. Maybe opening them up might help with that. You want to be on top? That's cool. I can be the soft girl. You're just gonna let me grind against your pants like this, or are you gonna seriously, what the fuck? I don't get it. You don't want me on top and you don't want me on the bottom. But whatever you're hung up on, it's not a big fucking deal. Like, I thought you were gonna... You thought you were gonna get laid last weekend, but it fell through and you couldn't get it out of your head. It happens. You were cool to me and you're kinda cute. You wanna fuck me, and I don't mind. But if you keep this shit up, I'm gonna put my pants back on and tell you to get the fuck out. You definitely do want to fuck me, but I'll play along. What is it you want to do then? Ask me out? Nah, boss. You don't want that. Trust me. I am giving you a way better deal here. Why would you want to ask me out? That's just fucking me with, like, more steps. Just let me sit on your face for a bit. You can come in me. And then we can go back to our lives. Just let me, like, sit on your face. Just for a little bit. You can come in me. And then we can go back to our lives. No worse for wear. There's no point bullshitting. You wouldn't be running your hands down my thighs like that if you... don't worry about that. Yeah, they're scars. Who cares? Don't think about that. Just think about the thighs under them and the thighs, your... Between, right? God, could you please? Fuck it, fine. Girl you've been chasing for a week has her pussy hanging in the wind for you, and you want to talk about scars on my legs. Sure, why not? Let me up. You're the one that wanted to talk about it. That means you go first, big guy.